Take your Bibles, if you would, this evening and turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, you all will have to help me remember that we have a business meeting planned for the conclusion of our service tonight. Because even though I say that now, the likelihood of me forgetting by the time we get done is pretty good. So if I kind of say, all right, we're dismissed and head out the door, you might remind me. We'll gather everybody up for our business meeting. Should be brief. But we want to have that time together. Want us to look tonight at a really familiar verse, 1 Peter 5, verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And before we go to prayer tonight, I want us to think about how much we tend to worry about things. The underlying meaning of the word that is rendered care in this verse, casting all your care upon Him, has the idea of that which distracts you, that which takes hold of your thoughts. Remember when Jesus said, take no thought what you shall eat or drink? Same word, okay? Same idea. Those things that just kind of grab our thinking and consume our thoughts. And the idea, using English terms, we might render it, you know, anxiety, worry, burden, care, all of those things. In fact, our English word worry is pretty much spot on. The dictionary tells us that you're worrying when you give way to anxiety or unease, when you allow your mind to dwell on difficulties and troubles. And that's exactly what the Greek word has in mind. Those things that distract, that grab our attention, that grab our minds, and we just get focused on them and burdened by them. And in this verse, our text, you know, is telling us just a very simple truth that we all know, but we are to cast those worries, those cares, those anxieties, those burdens, anything really that robs us of our contentment in Christ, we're to cast that on God, knowing that He cares for us. So if I were putting a title to this tonight, I suppose it would be this: it's time to stop worrying. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we are thankful that we can cast our cares upon You. Thankful that You're a loving God, that You're a powerful God, and that You are interested in every aspect of our lives. And yet so often we withhold just giving those burdens over to You, and we worry and we get concerned and weighted down and anxious and uneasy and distracted. I suppose in some sense that's just part of our human frame. It certainly is part of the flesh. But I pray, Father, as we look at this familiar verse tonight, that You would remind us, that You would challenge us to really let those things go, that we might cast those cares, those worries upon You, because indeed You do care for us. So I pray, Father, that Your Spirit would use Your word tonight to help us, to encourage us, to cause us to let go of those things that so easily turn us from You. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I suppose I could ask you what you're worried about today. If you're like most people, and I have statistics to bear this out, you're worried about your weight, okay? Now that may not be number one on your list, but there was a survey done by the Benenden Healthcare Society in Britain. And they determined that, on the average, the number one concern of people is about their weight. Here's their top 10 worries. They list probably 45 or 50, okay? I'll just give you the top 10. We'll go from 10 up to number 1. Number 10, people are worried about keeping their diet. 2, job security. 3, making their rent or mortgage payment. 4, they're worried about their credit card debt. Well, actually, that's 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, their low energy level, just being tired out. Number 5, they're worried about overdrafts and loans. Number 4, they're worried about their overall fitness and health. Number 3, their lack of savings and an uncertain financial future. Number 2, they're worried about growing old. Some of us are already well on the path, okay? And the number one concern, according to this survey, this study, is that of being overweight. Now, you know, whatever you think of those things, it was interesting to me in looking at them, they mostly fall into two categories, right? Health and finances. And if you think about it, The only time we are going to be delivered from the circumstances of health concerns and financial concerns is when you're dead, right? As long as you're alive on this earth, I mean, there's going to be things that come along that raise questions about a certain health need or concern, and there's always going to be another bill to pay. They talk about death and taxes, right? There's always taxes to pay. So those concerns, they cannot be avoided. They're just the realities of life upon this earth, and yet people let themselves get concerned and burdened about these things that really, no matter what, they're not going away. You know, Jesus said, hey, you know, by worry, can you make yourself taller? Can you add more hair to your head? You know, you can't. And the fact is, these things are there, and we're burdened about them, and we tend to worry about them. Now, let me ask you this. How much time do you think you spend worrying? Again, I have statistics for you, okay? This may not describe you, but this describes the average person. Each week, the average person spends, how's this for precision, 14.31 hours worrying. Okay, so if you want to mark your clock when you get to 14.31 hours, you know, then you're done. And that equals 744 hours of worry every year, which turns into 45,243 hours of worry over an average lifespan. That means 101,885 days in a lifetime spent doing nothing but worrying, which means that the average person spends 5.2 years of life simply worry. You know, and I would suggest that it's probably worse than an election year. Okay? If you ever look at whatever, Facebook or the news, I mean, it's just all about people dithering about, you know, the election and this and that and the other thing. We're just consumed with this worry. And Christians aren't immune from it. In fact, I would suggest that in this particular election year, it seems that Christians are among the most worried and panicked and concerned. And I'm not saying that there aren't reasons for concern. But we're not to let those things consume us and rob us of peace with God. One last item from that study. Over 45% of those surveyed felt that stress and worry had directly affected their health, and not in a good way. And you know what, folks? They're probably right. Our English word worry comes from the old English word. I'll just spell it for you. I think it's pronounced wyrgan, but it's spelled W-Y-R-G-A-N, which means to strangle or seize by the throat. That's a pretty good word picture there for worry. What does it do? It strangles you. It takes you by the throat, and it won't let you go. And so you have this worry that's squeezing you, that's really sapping the life out of us. You know, let me give you a definition, if you will, of worry. And I think this is in keeping with what Peter is talking about. Worry is excessive concern over the affairs of this life. And I suppose the key word there is excessive. Worry happens when you're so concerned about the problems of this life that you can't think about other things that are more important. It's just a consuming feeling of uncertainty and fear. And folks, worry is a sin. Okay, if you're a worry wart, right? If you are getting caught up in worry, let's recognize that it's sin. You say, well, I can't help myself, but let's think about what worrying is. It's something that displaces God in your life. I mean, God tells us what to do with our cares and our concerns and our burdens. And he tells us he can be trusted and he can be relied upon and that he means only good things for us. He has good plans. That doesn't mean easy, simple, without difficulty, but, you know, it's all good. And when we begin to just get all consumed, well, what about this? What if so-and-so wins the election? Oh, my, you know, where is God in that? And when we get caught up in these worries, you know, we're just kind of pushing God out of the picture. And worrying distracts us from things that are of greater importance, from eternal matters. Keeps us from setting our affections on things above instead of things on this earth. And yet, folks, we all struggle with worry to different degrees. You know, to a different extent, it affects us in different ways. But, you know, here's maybe some indicators that a legitimate, reasonable concern has become sinful worry. You know, when it's kind of like the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning, it's the last thing you're thinking of when you go to sleep at night. Maybe it even keeps you from sleeping. You know, when you find yourself just constantly throughout the day, those idle moments and poof, this is what you're focusing on. Well, what about this? What if this happens? Or, you know, you find yourself bringing it up with other people, you know, all kinds of different conversations. And it's just there in the forefront of your mind. And when something has got you like that, right, it's distracting you from God. It's distracting you from eternal things. It's distracting you from greater things. And it has become then, you know, a sinful matter. And the text we're looking at, God gives us the answer for our worries. You know, and it's simple and it's straightforward. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So, you know, every burden, every concern, everything that makes you anxious, everything that you're nervous about, everything that scares you, all of that, we are to cast it on Him. God says, take all those worries, all those cares, all that burden, all that anxiety, and give it to Me. Cast them on Me. Throw them on My shoulders, so to speak, God says. Now, I want to ask somebody in the lobby there. We usually have half sheet paper, scrap paper back there. Could somebody bring in a stack of that? I think somebody heard me out there. I think I see movement. Okay. So everybody take a sheet of this. It's just a half sheet scrap piece of paper. So here comes Jim. All right. Jerry's got some. I'll take one too, Jim. All right. Now, when you get your piece of paper, what I want you to do is write down some things that you are worried about, okay? Some particular pressures that maybe have begun to consume more of your thinking than it probably should, and it started distracting you from God and from the more important things, and it's something you're having trouble getting it out of your mind and letting it go. But I want you to, I thought about, in light of on Sunday when I preached about transparency and openness, you know, asking people to be willing to share these things, but I won't do that, okay? I won't ask you to do that. I won't put you on the spot and say, stand up and read your list, okay? So you write down some things. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two, maybe it's a dozen. I'm thinking I could come up with a pretty long list if I was honest about it. Of things that are a burden to you. So I'll give you a minute or so just to put down the things that first come to your mind. Well, we'll take just a minute or so, and you do the best you can, okay? If you need more time after class, that's fine. We can add time there, okay? Okay, so by now you've got hopefully something written down here, something that, you know, is just weighing you down, something that is making you anxious, worried, something that you know that you need to cast your burden on the Lord. And what does Peter tell us to do with these things? Okay, he says to cast them on the Lord. And the word there that's translated cast has the idea of throwing something with kind of a sudden motion, just, you know, kind of just done with it. You know, it'd be like, let's say that you have been, you're in the army, and you're carrying your 80-pound pack, you know, and it's been a long day in the dirt and the sun, and you're sweaty and you're hot and your back hurts and you're worn out, and you finally get back to your barracks and you can just take that thing off and throw it down. You're like, oh, I want to be done. That's the kind of the impetus of the word. is the idea of just throwing something off. And in this particular word, it has a little prefix. It has the idea of throwing it off and upon someone. That's why it's translated casting your cares upon him. Okay, so that's the word picture here. Psalm 55:22 says the same kind of thing. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. So here's how it works, folks. When you're worrying, here's kind of what's going on. Does not matter where you go, what you do, this thing, they're just always there, right? Those concerns, those burdens, they're just there. They're robbing you of other things and distracting and getting in the way. And what this verse says to do is this. Cast your cares upon the Lord. You just, tear it up, rip it up, crumble it up, and throw it off of you and onto him. And that's the kind of word picture there that Peter is giving you. So here's what I want you to do, right? You might say this is a little juvenile, but we'll do it anyway. You take your cares and crumble them up and cast them from you. Right now, here, in the auditorium. If we did this with junior high kids, they would be cheering, right? Oh, we get to throw stuff on the floor, right? Okay, you cast your cares, okay? But that's the picture of what he's telling us here. You've got these worries. You've got these. Now, some of you didn't cast those. You're too compulsively neat. You laid them down nicely beside you. That is not what this is saying, okay? It's throwing them down, casting them off. That's what he says. Take those cares, cast them upon the Lord. Just be rid of them. Let them go. Let them be away from you. It's a definite action, casting your cares upon him. It's not just kind of easing away from. It's no, done, no more. Cast those cares upon him. Throwing it on the Lord, and I guess we could say letting him worry about it instead of us. Folks, as odd as it seems, most of us are more comfortable worrying than casting. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because we feel like, well, if I just really cast those cares, that does that mean I don't care, I'm unconcerned, I'm not doing anything about it, and so if nothing else, at least worrying about it, I feel like I'm doing something, I'm just letting this consume me, but at least I'm doing something, I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to brainstorm ideas, what can I do, I'm trying to consider all the contingencies, well, what if this happens, or what if this happens, or what if this happens, and all of that worry is spiritually unhealthy. And God says, cast it off. See, worrying gives us kind of an illusion of control. We feel like somehow or other, I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to figure something out. And God says, take those worries. Take those burdens. Take that anxiety and get rid of it. And cast it on the Lord. So you say, well, Pastor, are you saying that I shouldn't care who wins the election? You say, are you saying I shouldn't care if the Cubs win or lose? Some of you are really impassioned about that. But maybe more serious things. You're saying, are you saying I shouldn't care whether this lump is cancerous or benign? Are you saying I shouldn't care if my child is running from the Lord? Are you saying I shouldn't care if our finances are in a shambles and I've lost my job and they're foreclosing on my house? Are you saying I shouldn't care? The point isn't that we don't care. There's a place for legitimate concern. There's a place for planning. There's a place for being responsible, in good conscience before the Lord. We should make wise plans. We should take steps to do what we believe God would have us to do that are best and right and appropriate. But what Peter is saying is don't be strangled by worry about things you can't control. You just got to cast that off. You do what you know to do, and then you say, Lord, this is yours. I'm just going to rest in you. I'm just going to trust in you. And his point is that we need to just simply trust God because he is trustworthy. He does all things well. He promises he'll never leave us or forsake us. There's nothing too hard for him. So when that thing is just burdening you, when you're strangled by it, You know, you can't get it out of your mind. It's just there every minute. It's like it's pounding on your head, squeezing you, and you're just, you know, almost at the breaking point. Here's the kind of things we need to do. Psalm 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in God. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Psalm 37:5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. Real familiar New Testament passage. Philippians 4:6. Be careful. Same root word, okay, as in our text, casting all your cares. Be careful. Be anxious. Be worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And most of you know what the next verse is, right? And the peace of God that passes all understanding. And so what's the opposite of worry? Well, it's that peace. It's that contentment. It's that rest that we can have in God when we just, you know, we have cast our cares on him. And we experience that supernatural peace that only God can give when we release our worries, when we look to God, and when we trust in him. So how do we cast your cares on God? I mean, this is always the, you know, philosophically, we all agree on these things. You know, okay, cast your cares on the Lord, right? Yep, and the peace of God, yep, no problem. The Bible says that, I agree with that, I believe that. And then I go home and I think, oh my, what is going to happen here? You know, and we just, how do you do that? And you know, this is the challenge in so many things in the Christian life. Is going from belief, you know, from here to the heart. And that's the work of God. That's not something we can just manufacture. Yeah. But there is a place where, okay, we are to cast our cares on the Lord. How do you do that? Well, Philippians 4:6 says, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, so there is something for just simply and straightforwardly, I mean, obviously praying, but I mean getting on our knees before the Lord and you know, having a heart of thankfulness. And you might say, well, if I said that, I wouldn't mean it, you know. Well, at least then ask God to help you to be thankful. Say, God, I'm not thankful about this. I'm worried. I'm concerned. Help me. I need the release. I know I should cast my cares upon. You know what, folks? If we will go to God honestly and express those burdens. And it's kind of like the guy who said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Hey, that's where life is lived for us, many aspects of the Christian experience, is we know what should be and we know what the truth is, but, you know, the flesh is there and it's trying to pull us back. And we say, Lord, I know what I desire. I know what's right. Would you help me? But, you know, that is the starting point of casting our cares on him, is expressing those burdens to God. And telling him that, yes, we know what he says, and God, would you make these things true now in my experience? Would you lift that burden from me? Would you help me to rest in you? I want to cast these cares. And you know, if you pray with other people about it, this is where we do come back to the aspect of transparency about things. You know, if we believe in the power of prayer, then we should. If we just got some burden of worry that we can't seem to, we want to cast it, we can't even get up the strength, so to speak, to throw it off, you know, well, let's pray for each other that we may be healed, that we may be delivered, that we may be unburdened. But it really does come down to asking God and then doing what is the hard thing sometimes. You know, have you ever prayed and asked God something and God gave you a sense of peace as you were praying, and a sense of you know, his rest and working, and then you get back up as you walk away, and you pick it right back up again, right? I mean, at the time you knew it, you're sincere, you're genuine about it, you believe those things, and you had that sense of, you know, God, but then we want to pick it up. Now, let me ask you to do this, okay, Don, probably you especially, okay? I don't want anybody picking up these papers tonight, okay? We'll get them picked up, okay? I am as compulsive about neatness in our auditorium as anybody I can imagine could be. So they will get picked up. But if nothing else, just for the sake of illustration, let's remind our, you know, because most of you would. Most of you would, out of, you know, just good breeding, okay? I threw that paper down. I'm going to go get it. And the fact is, that's not too different from how we deal with our burdens and our worries, is we cast them on the Lord, and then we say, but boy, I'm responsible for this thing. I got to go pick it back up, Lord. Let me take it back here and worry some more. And then in a couple days, I'll throw it back your way, and then I'll come get it again, because we just keep picking it back up and picking it back up. And the illustration here is, no, crumble it up, tear it up, whatever, and throw it away and be done. Let go. Let it stay gone. Leave it, you know, on the Lord's shoulders. Leave it in the Lord's hands. And that means we're going to be going back to Him regularly in prayer and saying, Lord, I'm wanting to pick this thing back up. You know, help me stay away from it. Help me to let it go. Because the flesh just feels compelled to burden those, you know, carry that burden. And Peter says, no, no. Cast it. Let it go. Doesn't mean that you don't care. I'm not saying forget about it, you know. I mean, but you know, realize, you know what? I can't change this person. I can't. I've done what I know to do in this circumstance, you know. And we've just got to say, God, I can trust you. You know my heart. You know my burden. You know my concern. You know the weight this is to me. Would you lift that weight? And would you give me the strength and the grace to just get my eyes on you and off of this burden and off of this worry and off of this thing that has so grabbed my attention? And, you know, God will help us to do that. He doesn't tell us things in the Scripture that He's going to trifle with us about. If you go to Him with thanksgiving and with an appreciation for who He is and His love for you and what He's done for you already in saving you. He said, you know, Peter says, cast your cares on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. I always think of that example where Jesus says, you know, would an earthly father, you know, give his child who comes for him, give him a serpent or what, you know? No. You know, how much better is our Heavenly Father? Don't we think that when we give Him those cares, that He is going to do with them what is best for us and what is going to accomplish His purposes and His will in our lives and in the lives of those around us and those that we love? Because He does care for us. And so if we're going to let go of those cares and leave them gone, we get our focus on the fact of the goodness of the God that we pray to and the goodness of the God who saved us and the goodness of the God that we love and we serve. And just let those things rest with Him. I'm always touched by Jesus' statement about, you know, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, okay? He doesn't say you won't have a yoke. He doesn't say there won't, but He's there carrying the load with you. And sometimes we feel like, you know, well, God should answer by getting rid of the burden. That's not what He ever promises. Sometimes He does that, just in mercy and grace and care for us when He knows we're at the breaking point. He just does that. But He doesn't have to do that. But what He does commit Himself to do is to lift that load and carry it with you. You may still have the same circumstances. You may still have, you know, those same sources of pressure. But if we are resting in Him, and if we have cast our cares on Him, then that pressure won't affect us the same way, because we're letting God carry the load. It's still there. You know, the cloud's still above our head, so to speak. But you know what? God is there to protect and to undertake and to sustain and to strengthen us. And that's what Peter tells us here. Take those worries, those concerns, whatever they may be, and this in no way minimizes them. In fact, it acknowledges the burden of them, that God's interested. And give those things to God in prayer, with thanksgiving. And remember the kind of God that He is, and that He can be trusted. And that's the, you know, that's how we can leave them there, is by continually reminding ourselves that God is so good and so loving and so compassionate and so mindful of our burdens and our needs and our capacities and our limitations that we can just trust Him and just keep throwing those cares to Him and fighting the urge to pick them back up and let them rest securely with Him. So we need to cast our care upon Him, specifically, deliberately, right? That's not just kind of an incidental osmosis kind of a thing. It's Lord, I want to give this to You. Casting all your care on Him and then leaving it there. So either we can try to shoulder our burdens ourselves or we can give them to God. And if we're doing the worrying, then we're going to be distracted and frustrated and confused and disturbed and strangled. But if God carries the load, there's peace for us. Not ease, but peace and contentment and satisfaction. God promises that He will personally carry all our worries if we will cast them on Him. So folks, it's time to stop worrying. And as we go to prayer tonight, let's cast some of those burdens on Him in prayer and ask God for the grace then to leave them there. Our Father, we're thankful for